A new library just opened up in Harvard Square, but it's not the kind of library we're used to. It's in the corner of a former frat house on Mount Auburn Drive, and it's collectively run by a group of volunteer librarians. But most importantly, they don't have one single book. Instead, their collection is made up of a new kind of publication called zines. I visited the Papercut Zine Library and asked Catherine, the librarian on duty, what zines are all about. Can you tell me what a zine is?
It's basically someone decides to self-publish something that they want to write about. It could be anything. It could be political issues. It could be, you know, fictional stories or even like their own personal experiences, typically. A lot of it is politically driven. There are also music zines known as fanzines, where people just dedicate it to maybe like interviews with musicians that they're fans of.
So anyone can make a zine?
Anyone can make a zine, and I think that's largely the appeal of it.
I also called up Adam Davis, a librarian in Florida who's been involved with zines and zine libraries for years.
A zine is an independently published, usually most of the time underground published magazine.
Do people often just print them themselves on a photocopy machine? Or?
Yeah, oftentimes people will go to Kinko's and just copy off black and white copies of what they've done. Sometimes they're glossy, sometimes they look more like newspapers, and sometimes they just look like they came from Kinko's. I think what's so special about zines is that you don't have to have any money or a lot of money to get them published.
Because zines are so cheap and easy to make, they can cover a lot of topics that aren't usually addressed by book or magazine publishers. For example, there are zines about the daily life of substitute teaching, life in prisons, immigrating to the U.S., vegan baking, and even stories of women's self-defense. There's even a zine that's all about what it's like to live under a stairwell.
There are a lot of anarchist, communist, socialist zines that, you know, really get ideas out there that you probably wouldn't see on very many public or academic library shelves.
Do they expand your vision of what the world is and what's out there?
Definitely. I mean, you hear points of views from people that are like yourself and the people that are completely different that otherwise you might not have. You can read a zine by someone who, you know, you can see yourself being friends with, and then also someone who you would have never typically met or heard the story about. And there are foreign zines that are created around the world that if you get to read them are really excellent. And a lot of them can be about like political movements in other countries, which, if they're just created by someone that's part of that, gives a completely different story, or even just like a personal story, which otherwise you might not have heard.
There's a collective that helped to open this library, is that right?
That's right. Right now, there's probably 15 plus, maybe even like 20 people that are actively involved in the collective that are now librarians and, you know, just help get our website organized and help collect zines and help catalog.
From a quick search online, I learned that there are zine libraries in Denver, Manhattan, San Diego, New Orleans, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, East Hampton, Massachusetts, and Gainesville, Florida, among other places. It seems to be a growing trend. The Papercut Zine Library is located at 45 Mount Auburn Drive in Harvard Square. Right now, they're normally open from 10 to 9 on weekdays and 10 to 6 on weekends. You can contact them at 617-492-2606, or you can visit them on the web at baamboston.org/papercut.